Time now to visit with Mitch Engelken, head coach of the Johnson Brock Eagles, now 4-2 on the year after last week's 78-21 win over the Freeman Falcons. Coach, 78 points up on the scoreboard. That's a bunch.
Yeah, it was great to see. You know, great execution, great response from the Elmwood Murdaugh game, and really we dominated from the first drive. You know, we scored on every offensive drive, didn't have any turnovers, didn't punt the ball. So obviously when you're on offense and you're finishing with points every drive, I mean, you're going to put up points and you're feeling good about the offense. And I really was. And, we missed some 2-point conversions. You know, we had some miscommunication at times still on some of our blocks. But overall, offense did a great job, and really, like I said, responded with great execution and just doing what they're supposed to do. And so it was great to see.
Yeah, good game all around for your Eagles, it sounds like. 78-21 was the final score there. Let's talk about this week. On the road, I believe, here, if I got my schedule right, up at Omaha.
Yep.
Omaha Christian Academy. They're 2-4, and they're 0-2 in their district. But I think from what I'm hearing from coaches who play them, they're a better team, much better than they have been in the past.
Yeah, absolutely. I would agree 100%. I know last year we were able to put up 80-some. I don't remember what the score was, 80-some points against them. But you look at their record, yeah, they won a couple games early, beat HTRS and Madison, and then now they've gotten into a more difficult schedule. But they still had some close games, you know, and they're still putting up points more so than last year. Definitely an improved team. And offensively, they do things a little bit different than last year, too. They're a little bit unique on offense because last year they were really a spread-heavy pass team, and they'll still do that. But this year they've gone into the I formation, and they'll run it right at you, too. And so, yeah, they've added more to their offense, and it's showed because they're putting up more points. We actually played them a little bit in 5-on-5 this summer, and their passing game was pretty efficient. I mean, they have some athletic kids. And yeah, they're definitely a much improved team from last year for sure.
Mm-hmm. And these games are so important now as we wind down here the final few weeks of the season. You're 2-0 in the district. Goal, obviously, to win a district championship, make the playoffs that way. And the way the playoffs work now, every win is important because of the playoff points. You don't want to be traveling halfway or further across the state for a playoff game if you can avoid it.
Yeah, no doubt. And we've kind of said that to the guys all year, you know, and that's a new and different thing for me because in Kansas, those, you know, not every game matters. Unfortunately, early in the year, the non-district, you don't get any points in Kansas. So I'm still learning the whole system here. But yeah, every game matters, you know. So this no matter what, 2-4 OCA, we got to take care of business. We got to get better. We got to win. And then obviously, like you said, the district championship being the ultimate goal. For our next step, and then after that, you know, one game at a time and keep it going. But yeah, every game matters, the points matter, and we want it to help us as obviously as best as possible when we get to the postseason.
All right, and finally we'll finish up with this. We do about every week anymore with everybody. Nothing new on the injury front. I mean, we know you've got some injuries that aren't going to go away, but nothing new this week, hopefully.
Yeah, for the most part, yeah, nothing new.
Super.
And we're trying to get guys healed up, you know, as best we can. We didn't have a JV game on Monday due to our opponent was kind of banged up for their varsity team. And so, you know, they can't field the JV, and that's the way it goes sometimes, you know, when you have, especially JV, you never know what teams are going to have for numbers. Right. But, yeah, that kind of helped us because our JV's been having some injuries, and so no game. And ultimately, obviously, we hope that our varsity takes care of business on Friday, and then our JV guys can get some reps anyway. But yeah, we're staying for the most part pretty healthy and trying to get healed up here before we get, you know, into the postseason. So for the most part, doing pretty good. So
all right.
Yep, hopefully that remains.
Coach, thanks for taking time to visit with us. Good luck on Friday night, and we'll catch up with you next week.
All right. Yeah. Thanks a lot.
That's our Johnson Brock Coaches Show for this week.